carry me up into the lumen's eye.
You'll not fall alone.
The living are never to earn the sky.
There's their only hope.
So make my bed where the bodies lie.
Beneath the earth and bone.
We only live for to better die, cause we're bound for the cutting stone.
The Luminary. If you're going to be a skyjack, you'll need to learn about Illimat. There are plenty of games to play with cards that suit most people just fine. But skyjacks have seen the world, and we don't settle for just any game. Illimat is the world's game. Before the first sailor left the first port under the first banner of a nation, there was an Illimat waiting for them at a new shore. Like bowls, bags, and bows, Illimats are something all the people of the world share. In the cities, you might find some university type who'll try to tell you that it came from a long-dead nation and spread. University types generally mean well, but they're looking for ardor in a world that has none. Skyjacks can tell you that's nonsense, like the sailors knew before them, and the proof is in the luminaries. Just about every drunk who spent a late evening at an Illimat has found themselves staring at the cards in the corner, musing on what they're supposed to be. If you're lucky, like I was when I was a lad, you've heard some of the tales. The poor fellow who married a bird and chased her away. The maiden and the changeling who died for their love. Or the lad who chased revenge into the belly of a whale. A lot of folk around here think of them as just stories, but let me tell you, Leviathan and skyships are just stories until you've seen one right in front of you. It's hard to say what luminaries really are. Some folk think of them as gods, and I suppose that's true enough for a few. The Forest Queen certainly has all the power and wrath of an ancient god. Others say they're spirits, or shades of folk that once lived. And the soldiers match that description true enough. It's an all-too-human folly to try and find yourself in something that ain't even remotely shaped like a person. The only concern the island and the butcher have for humans is as prey. There are lots of things the luminaries could be, but I find it most useful to think about them as stories that sort of insist on themselves until they become true. Skyjacks are allowed a certain amount of superstition. If you want to think of the luminaries as gods, spirits, or fates, you be my guest. It's certainly less complicated than the truth. They might be known by other names and other tongues, but they are something shared by all of Sphere. Even if you've never heard the tales, you know the stories. They're as present as the game, and they give it life. But enough talk. Throw down an Anokus and let's see if you can curry favor with a luminary tonight. The music used for this piece was Bound for the Cutting Stone, composed and performed by Arnie Parrott. For more information about the new campaign, be sure to follow us on Twitter at CampaignPod and subscribe to the OneShot Patreon over at patreon.com/OneShotPodcast. You can also discuss it using #skyjacks.